This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 6 minutes, almost 7 minutes after the hour. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my very good friend, Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. I say down because I'm up and he's down. He might say if he's in Central Florida, if I were talking to him from Miami, then he'd be up and I'd be down. But I'm in Massachusetts and he's in Florida and he has a great practice. People come from all over the country to visit with him, to listen to him, to have him examine what's going on in their bodies. And actually, that's a big help when it comes to the spirit-mind-body connection. Bodies do better when the mind is in good shape. Ken has told us story after story about that over the years. Our element here is we have a lot of new stations on this weekend. So our idea is to present to you through Ken's research the things this week that have come to the fore that affect all of us, our health and our well-being. Ken is a preventive cardiologist, but he certainly has knowledge and is happy to express his knowledge when it comes to understanding the things that are being studied in the medical world. And the results of those studies often are in some of the great journals of medicine. We have gone in and out of spending time on COVID the last few months, well, the last few years, actually. We were hoping we could kiss it goodbye, but apparently that's not the case. I was at a talk radio convention last Friday, Ken, and I just talked to Michael Harrison, who's the publisher of Talkers Magazine. He was the fellow who led the event, and apparently almost everybody there got COVID except me. The place, I said, is it a super spreader? And he said, well, I wouldn't refer to it as that. But pretty much everybody that I know, we had a dinner on Friday night, and most of the people at that dinner, with the exception of me, got COVID. So they have the usual signs. They're not really sick, but they have one day in which they feel really badly, and then sort of a five-day experience, it seems, 5 or 6 days. So is that pretty typical of what you're seeing at your clinic when people come in and say, oh, doc, I don't feel good. What's the matter with me?
It's pretty typical of most, not everybody, but we learned this week, even Dr. Fauci tested positive for COVID-19, and here's a gentleman who's quadruply vaccinated, 4 vaccines, 4 shots, and has knowledge before most of us about what's going on, and even he tested positive, and it just tells us that the newest variant, this is a new disease. With each new variant, it becomes a new disease. If you thought you knew COVID-19 in 2021 or 2020, in 2022, it's a whole new disease with the new Omicron. It's the BA 4 and 5 variants that we're dealing with right now. And it's incredibly contagious, as you just pointed out. And I've gotten more calls. They slowed down a little bit this week, but 2 and 3 weeks ago, as I have pointed out on the radio each week, I got more calls from people. There are people now are self-diagnosing. You should have these home test kits. Many insurers will get it for you for free. Most of the pharmacies have them for about $10 a test kit, so people are checking at home. So the government does really not know what the full count is. And then people are calling, not coming to the office, calling and asking, what do we do next? And there is Paxlovid out there for those who are at high risk for severe disease. And there's the monoclonal antibodies. There are things that can be done, but most people have a course at home, as you described, Doug, that it's this 1 or 2 really bad days, and then it kind of mellows out. It varies on how long the fatigue goes on, but most people do feel better with supportive care. There was a report out just this week that with Omicron BA1 and BA2, long haulers is not as common, which is good news, than it was with Delta. Long haulers is when symptoms last beyond 3 months, especially this fatigue, this joints hurt, hard to breathe, muscle aches, mind fog, not something any of us want to have. And we don't yet know how frequent, how common. Long haulers will be with the BA4 and 5 subvariants of Omicron. And this just gets more and more complicated because with each new virus, it becomes a new disease. But most importantly, we need to learn how to live our lives with this. We need to keep going. I know everybody has COVID fatigue. We want to get rid of this thing. But if you're in an area, remember, this is an indoor virus. When you're outdoors, you're fine. When you're indoors with people you just don't know, as Doug just pointed out, wearing a mask, if it's very common. I stopped wearing them about a month ago. I'm now back indoors because where I am in the southeast and southwest, very high prevalence. Northeast, it's lowering a little bit, but it's still out there. And once it goes away, hopefully in the next month or two, we can get back to really living our lives normally. But even now, we need to figure out how to live our lives. There is good news. I think by the end of the spring, the beginning of the summer, at the latest, the beginning of the fall, we're going to see a new vaccine that will cover the variants. It was announced in the last week or two that there are the next generation vaccines that are covering the variants, that are good for the variants. So there's some good news.
All right, in a moment, a warning for those of you who have cats. Coming up next on Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronos from Lake Cardiology, along with Doug Steffen, plus the story of the anti-vax doctor who's going to prison. Is that going to be because of her role as an anti-vaxxer, or did she do something else? We'll find out as we continue here with Dr. Ken. The Calitrin folks want you to know, as long as it's Father's Day, next week or two, another special deal. Now, with all the new stations that are listening to this program, I want to tell you for a moment or two what Calitrin is. It is the perfect support, all natural support, for those of you who have worked very hard to lose weight and now you've lost it and you are going, phew, man, I'm glad that's over. And then you go back to liking ice cream and cake and eating too many hamburgers and the weight comes back on again. But wait a minute. Go to toploss.com. Check out what Calitrin can do for you. All natural elements in it will give you the help that you need to keep the weight off. After all, it is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and for keeping it off for 25 years in a row. Millions of people around the country and around the world have taken advantage of this fabulous product, which comes in liquid powder or a solid capsule form. Take it every night before you go to bed and enjoy the results. Go to toploss.com, use the code Doug, you get free shipping and the Father's Day special, which is 3 months at the regular price, 2 months free, save $20 on that deal, and you get a free gift. Wow, it pays to be a father and to go to toploss.com. So do that, or maybe it's a gift to your favorite father who's trying hard to keep the weight off. Do everybody in the family a favor, use this. This is not a drug. There's no stimulants in it. It's all natural. It'll really help. Calitrin at toploss.com. Check out using the code D-O-U-G, Doug.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. Focus still on COVID, the warning coming for those of you who have cats. Listen to Ken very carefully because this is something that all cat owners should be aware of.
Well, we've been concerned about species-to-species transfer of COVID since the beginning. And there's the first example documented and published in Emerging Infectious Disease Medical Journal this week, Doug, of a veterinarian in Thailand who actually got COVID from a cat that the veterinarian was examining. And this is just an alert. Don't panic if you're a cat owner. I don't know if we're going to put masks on all of our cats. That would be amusing. But it's now been proven that you can get COVID-19 from a cat.
How do they know that? How do they know he didn't get it from somebody that he talked to before he went into his clinic? I'm suspicious of that.
I would imagine they tested the cat, and the cat was positive.
How do you test a cat for COVID?
The same way you test you.
Wait, you stick something up its nose?
Yes.
Really?
And the same way, and they tested the cat, and the cat was positive, and they presumed. And how they're 100% sure, I guess they're presuming that no one else that this veterinarian was in contact with had it, but the cat must have been very sick, and that's how it happened.
I'm guessing that's
and
probably
Let me just point out one other important factor that we learned this week, and you're going to be really interested in this. This just came out of the New England Journal of Medicine, Doug, and this is important because you have to think about COVID now, about which variant is, you know, the original variant Alpha in 2020, Delta in 2021, and then beginning New Year's of 2022, we had Omicron BA1 and BA2, and now in the summer, beginning of summer, we have now a BA4 and 5. It's really confusing. You need a roadmap. But this study that came out this week in the New England Journal of Medicine looked at BA1 and BA2, and what they discovered was, you know how we've been talking about natural immunity and not getting enough credit for natural immunity?
Uh-huh.
Fascinating. This study discovered that for the BA1 and BA2 variant, the one that was huge around New Year's, January of this year, it was equal in terms of protecting you from getting illness, whether you had either of the mRNA vaccinations or one episode of natural immunity. Either getting vaccinated, triple vaxxed, was compared to natural immunity, either was equally protective from you getting infected with BA1 or BA2. So natural immunity is important, and I think hopefully, at least for the newer variants, this will put this debate to rest once and for all. All of you who've been screaming about how important natural immunity is, you should take some happiness in this study reported this week in the New England Journal of Medicine.
I don't. I think it's confusing as all get out. I know you think it simplifies it, but I don't think it does at all. I think it just adds more confusion to an already confused mix. It just seems to me there's so much. It's like, you know, one day coffee's good and one day coffee's bad. The COVID's this one day and it's something else. And it does. The variants are changing. There's no question about that. But I still think it's extraordinarily confusing to tell people. I remember hearing 2 or 3 weeks ago that people were getting sick and really sick, and they'd have all the shots. And now the shots are is equal to it's. Man, it's certainly no, it's so frustrating. We have to break. We'll come back to this. We'll come back to this in a moment or two. We'll continue. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here at 21 past the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Three and change after the hour now on the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. I said something a few minutes ago that's bound to create some conversation. Wasn't meant to necessarily be controversial. It just is so frustrating in an era when everything seems to be so frustrating to hear somebody say, you get the vaccine, you're safe. Oh, well, maybe not. And then now it's just as equal. You had COVID and you've got antibodies, and you're safe, just as safe as if you had the 3 shots. People have to put this together for themselves. Go ahead.
It's because COVID in 2022 is not the COVID that it was in 2020. In 2020 and 2021, when you got vaccinated, you were safe from disease. But with the new variants, it's become a new disease. And maybe it's confusing because we call it all COVID-19, and maybe we shouldn't be doing that. But what we're having, the disease we have now, is very different than what we had in the past. So the original vaccines are not very good at protecting you from getting ill. What they're good at is protecting you from getting hospitalized or dying from the newest variants. So as you noticed, Dr. Fauci, who's been quadruply vaccinated, 4 shots, he did get ill with Omicron, probably BA4, or BA5, subvariants. But so far, he is mild to moderately ill. He's not in the hospital. And had he not had those 4 shots at his age, you know, he's in his young 80s, I'm sure he would have been in the hospital.
Yeah. All right. So now the story of the anti-vax doctor who's been sentenced to a prison term, but not for being an anti-vaxxer. Apparently, she was a prime person of interest for her role in the Capitol riot. Did you hear this story? This woman is a Beverly Hills doctor. I don't know her, but I know who she is. I've heard she's well known in Los Angeles. Her name is Dr. Simone Gold. So she gets 12 months of supervised release. She goes to jail for 2 months, pays a $9,500 fine because of her role as an activist. And so somebody was asking one of the journalists who was at the trial, said, are you really sentencing her because of her role in this is to the judge. Are you really sentencing her to this time because of her role on January 6th or because you don't like the fact that she's an anti-vaxxer? The judge said nothing. So, anyway, it's very interesting to see how all of this stuff, you know, with January 6th, January 6th wasn't really a super spreader. There were 480,000 people that came to Los Angeles that day in one place in town or another. And was there a big wave of COVID after that? I didn't think there was.
You meant Washington, I think.
What did I say?
Los Angeles.
No, yeah, I meant Washington, yeah.
Remember, most of it was outside, and this is an indoor virus. You're safe outside.
Yeah, okay, so that's why it wasn't a big deal, apparently. Anyway, had you heard the story about this Dr. Gold? The reason I ask that is because I wonder whether people today think that doctors ought to be activists like that. I think they want their doctor to be cool, calm, and collected, but the boundaries in the world today are certainly different than they were 10, 15, 20 years ago. Right? I mean, I can't even begin to imagine seeing you in a line of protesters at the White House.
I have too many lives to save.
Yeah, okay. So, what's more important to you,
I can't judge. You know, this is up.
No,
to
I know it's not. Yeah, I know it's not. Judge is an interesting
up to
story.
An individual.
Yeah, right. It is. Everybody's different. We all have our own rights and privileges, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right. So let's get off. Have that take care of all the COVID stuff? I think it pretty much does, doesn't it?
I can see. I hope we haven't put everybody to sleep.
No, we haven't. We're going to come back in a moment or two with an FDA recommendation for more vaccines for children. We'll talk about that. That is actually a COVID thing that we need to clear up right after this.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. President Joe Biden will sign a bipartisan bill to address gun violence into law before departing for Europe. The White House announced the measure includes millions of dollars for mental health, school safety, crisis intervention programs, and incentives for states to include juvenile records in the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. The bill amounts to the first major federal gun safety legislation in decades. Beijing said it would allow primary and secondary schools to resume in-person classes, while Shanghai officials declared victory over COVID-19 after the city reported zero new local cases for the first time in 2 months. This is USA Radio News. Multiple companies, including Walt Disney and Facebook parent Meta Platforms, Inc., announced they will cover employees' expenses if they have to travel for abortion services after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The Supreme Court decided to abolish the 1973 ruling that recognized a woman's constitutional right to an abortion, now limiting or banning and, in some states, criminalizing the procedure. Brian Laundrie has made a confession.
Part of Brian Laundrie's notebook, including his confession to murdering his fiancée, Gabby Petito, has been revealed. The confession note was revealed Friday as the family's attorneys met with the FBI. Laundrie writes he thought he was being merciful and described the killing as taking away Petito's pain. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Four after the hour, second half hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus this week on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Now, I said, we're done with COVID. We're not quite done with COVID because of the discussion this week about both Moderna and Pfizer getting the okay to give vaccine to children that are 6 months older. The previous cutoff was 5, right? So now it's 6 months.
Yeah, you think the variants are confusing? It's confusing to everybody about the vaccines and the various age ranges that's approved, not approved, one vaccine, several vaccines. The news this week about vaccinations is that the FDA is approving for age 6 months to 5 years both the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines for these young children. It's a good news, bad news story. But the good news is that it appears safe, but the concern is that it's really not that effective in this age group. These vaccines were only about 30% effective. And
so then why give it? Why take a chance?
That's a big that for our in Florida, our governor didn't even order it. And he's getting, I don't want to get into politics, and he's getting flack for that. But our governor didn't order it to be given out in mass because of the effectiveness. It's really in a gray line. I think on a child by child basis, if you have a youngster in this age group that has an immunosuppressed illness, has very bad of asthma, just has congenital issues that have really jeopardized their breathing, their heart. You know, maybe there might be a few kids that it's worth taking this little bit of risk for very little benefit. But in general, to give this to everybody in this age group, you know, I don't yet see it.
No, I wonder about my grandson who's 7 months old. His parents seem to want to have him get a shot. I think there are too many unanswered questions
as
well.
Ask your daughter to review the effectiveness of it and then decide on your grandson's history. As I, you know, we don't want to give up his HIPAA on the show, but as I understand it, he's a healthy, lovable little boy. And so, you know, then to give him this vaccine, you don't know what his personal exposure is. Is he in a school where all the kids have it and he's going to have high risk of getting it? What's his personal health situation? Yet all of these factors need to be individualized for each one of the kids. And I think we're going to come to the conclusion right now that most of the kids are not going to get it because the parents are going to see the effectiveness, which is surprisingly low.
Well, I'm concerned about it, actually, but let's move on. But while we're talking about children, I see more issues and some warnings on the baby formula shortage, what's happening. And I go back to what I've said a number of times on this, on my on the Doug Steffen Good Day Weekday program, the question on what happened before we had formula. There are a number of questions here. How did one company get control of pretty much the entire market? And you can blame the government and the Justice Department for allowing these people to buy up all the other companies. But then why is it taking so long for them to clean up their act? And then the third question, I guess there is another one, is how are the people in Europe making so much extra and how are they able to ship it over here? So, but, you know, in terms of what it does to hurt babies' health, how do we measure that, Ken?
This is of great concern, and hopefully breast milk will take the place, and hopefully we'll get enough going. I mean, this is really a quagmire, and you wonder why people are frustrated. We're not used to dealing with problems like this, and a lot of people are scratching their head why this has happened. And I'm certainly not smart enough to figure out why this happened, how to prevent this. But you know, how the people who are in charge of making sure this doesn't happen, let it happen. Hopefully we'll hold them accountable so we learn from this so it doesn't happen again.
Yep. Well, that's the thing. You'd like to think that we learn from history or our mistakes, but over and over again you see the same kind of thing happening, and it does. And I don't understand why it's taken so long, frankly. They know what the problem was, so why don't they clean up their act, and then they open up and start making the stuff again? That one's lost on me. Okay, let's move into your health and well-being. The fact that you're an optimistic so-and-so in the face of all of the things going on around us, right? I mean, look at the things that have been a major discussion topic this week. We're worried about the economy, the price of gasoline and food. We can't get enough. There's fighting going on about how to fix it in Washington. And we've got the COVID stuff that people are concerned about. There are, you know, I mean, go through the list of things, gun control, things that are bothering people, the heat wave, and just you can go on and on with this stuff. So how do you keep yourself optimistic? I guess it's probably one of the questions, right?
It is. And with all that's going on, it is a challenge. But the reward may be worth it because what we and you and I intuitively have thought for a long time has been proven scientifically and reported this week in the Journal of the American Geriatric Society that optimism was associated with a longer lifespan. They studied women, and it wouldn't surprise me when they get around to finishing a study in men, the same conclusion. But even with all the issues, when it seems like the wheels are falling off the vehicle, you got to try to look and see the bright light and hope and keep that optimism. And just look in other times of the world. You know, think what it was like in the 1930s in Europe. You know, think what it was like in the 1860s in America. And you can keep going back in time. There have been plenty of times when things were even worse than what we have. And the will, the fortitude, the optimism, the hopefulness of the people, they came up with solutions. So don't give up hope.
No, well, the biggest problem is social media and the news media. Otherwise, people would be just fine. If they pay less attention to some of the garbage that's on television, especially the news, and some of the things, more garbage on social media, and that's a firm, very firm statement on my part. I believe social media may be a help to a lot of people, but it's the enemy to a lot of people as well, who are not sophisticated enough to figure out the hay from the chaff. We continue. I promised that we would be done with COVID, but I'm sorry I have to break that promise. There's some more news about what's going on with clinical trials for those who have cancer and the relationship to the pandemic, all that work being done. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. You can reach Ken through the connections at his office, obviously. You want to have a telemedicine connection to him? You have things going on, you don't know what they are? Call him, 352-735-1400. It's an extraordinary service that's available to everybody. Just dial up the office and make an appointment, just like you're going to see the doctor around the corner. 352-735-1400. Doug Steffen here for Zip Recruiter. Zip Recruiter is the fastest way to hire. You know, it's hard to find quality candidates to work for your business these days. I'm sure that Ken's finding that same thing in his clinic. Everybody's finding it no matter what their business. So, if you want to make sure you start on the right foot trying to find a good, it's the needle in the haystack, the situation there. You post a job online, and maybe you post on some job boards and that sort of thing, but then you sit back and wait and hope the right person for the job comes to you. Well, that's not what you do at ZipRecruiter. That's why you try them, and it doesn't cost anything to do it, by the way. ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. The great thing about ZipRecruiter, doesn't wait for candidates to find you. Their recruiting technology identifies the people in their bank, their data bank, with the right experience, and then they invite them to apply. The way you find the right person is this way, and it's fast. 4 out of 5 employers who use ZipRecruiter get a quality applicant in the first day. That's why ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. Right now, it's free. Yep, free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free and get the help and the results that you deserve. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife Wanda is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Back again with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, the man of the hour, Dr. Ken. And yes, one more pandemic, I guess, sharing the circumstances, because this is, the problem is a result of the pandemic slowdown in hospitals, right?
Yeah, there have been a number of unexpected consequences of COVID-19. One that came out this week was that substance use fell among American youth during COVID-19. Another one that came out this week, and that one I just mentioned was published this week in Current Psychiatric Reports, but another unexpected result that came out of all of COVID is that people started giving up their preventive screens for cancer and for heart disease. And another one is that these trials that are going on to try to cure cancer slowed down. But what came out this week in the Annals of Oncology is that these cancer clinical trials are finally picking up again and getting back to where they were pre-COVID. So a lot of unintended consequences coming out of COVID-19.
Right. Okay. So there's that. I'm just thinking about the heat, too, that's in the Midwest as an aside here. All the animals, you know, a couple of thousand cows died this week because of the heat and the humidity and no wind. I wonder what impact that's having on people. The cows can't go into a place where it's air conditioned, and most of the pastures in Kansas City are open. They're not, you know, there's not a lot of trees around, so they can't run from it. But how are people doing? It seems this year we've started with the heat and humidity a little earlier in some of the places where it's usually hot anyway in the Midwest and very humid.
I think it's a matter of how well people are prepared, and hopefully you have access to fluids and to air conditioning. And just remember to be aware of how you're feeling and maybe slow down, maybe stay out less outside if you can during the 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. if you can reschedule your outdoor activities, and just take plenty of fluids and wear that hat, and hopefully you'll be okay.
Yeah, it's hard to know. I mean, sometimes you don't realize it in terms of the actual impact it has on you when you walk out the door. You're in it for a while before you know that you're in it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you want to downshift. You know that the temperature's way up in most places. You just want to downshift a little bit and not get close to the edge and keep a little bit of reserve and keep some fluid with you. You know, like when I'm in the gym, I've got some water right next to me all the time. And when you're outside right now, that's what you want to do. Have some fluid with you, your Gatorade, your water with you at all times, just in case.
Up next, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
With Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken is about to answer some of your questions connected to the things that he talks about all the time, frankly, on the Good Day Health program, which you can find on many of these same stations, questions about what's in the medical journals. There's been a lot of talk about cancer, and there's sort of a lot of people that seem to be having problems with cancer. What about women who drink sugary sodas? I know there's some information on that doesn't really sound too good to me anyway.
More, Exactly. More risk of these sugary sodas, why they should be a treat. This comes out of the American Society for Nutrition this week, that women who drink these sugary sodas, they're at higher risk for getting liver cancer. And not having a good functioning liver is not a prescription to a long, happy life. So bottom line, Doug, these sugary sodas, they should be treats.
Treats. How about ice cream? How about cake? How about cookies? You know where I am in that department.
Treats times four.
Treats. Okay, all right. Now, talking about food, the preferences, there's been some work done. How does one know that, for example, I like ice cream and cake. I just said that. Some people like coffee. Some people like the taste of a lot of barbecue sauce on their food. Some people like hot tamales. Why is it different? Why do my taste genes not work the same as yours?
Well, what you're describing is real. It's not some of it, not all of it is learned, but most of it is genetic. It's wired in. It's wired in the DNA of our bodies that we do have taste genes, and they clearly, lifelong, can influence our food preferences. Why some people just don't like broccoli from the time they're age one to the time they're 99. This is just all wired into the genes that they do influence our preferences for what we like.
I like broccoli, a little butter, a little salt on it, yum. Very good.
This was out of the annual meeting of the American Society for Nutrition this week.
All right. Now, I've had a tough week for business reasons, and I have felt the stress in a way that I've never felt it before. The nerves in my shoulders have gone bananas. And one doctor that I trust has suggested to me that it may be a lot of unexplained consequences people are finding with the shots. Could it be that the nerve endings, if you will, or some way the nervous system has been affected, because I've never, ever felt this way before. I almost thought of calling you because I thought there may have been some problem in my heart, but then it goes away when the stress level goes down, the aches go down.
Yeah, I don't think what you're describing is related to a shot that you had quite a while ago, but it's clearly, stress affects the body in numerous ways. We learned this week that it clearly weakens the immune system and increases our risk for illness. This came out of the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week. But you are, unfortunately, right now under a lot of stress. It would be nice to be doing some exercise, just doing something that you enjoy doing to get it out, or just relieving some of these issues. But a lot of this, watch the stress go away and these things going away. Stress will present itself mysteriously in some people, and this just may be your outlet.
Well, there we go. How about that? You know, one of the things that I enjoy doing is I sleep very well. When I finally go to sleep, most of the time it's restful sleep. I see that there is a study about adults who share beds with a partner. How about if you sleep with your dog? Does that count?
Amazingly, and there was a study out very recently about what fraction of Americans do you think sleep with their dog?
50%.
You are right. You must have seen that study.
No, I didn't actually. I was guessing, but makes sense.
To me, that was an amazingly high number of people who sleep with their dog. And in this study, it was reported in Sleep this week that adults who share beds with a partner, they have more restful sleep. You might think the person snores, they move around, but just the opposite. Apparently, just having somebody nearby gives your own personal sleep to be better. So unless they're really snoring loud, it's probably very helpful for your longevity on planet Earth. To sleep.
All right, there's Dr. Ken. Check him out. Lake Cardiology. Dial it up at 352 area code 735-1400, and he'll join us again next week on Good Day Health. 59 past the hour.
Hey, In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.